What is the future of Chrysler, given what's happened with the CEO? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, is it possible the economy in the spring to summer quarter grew at more than 4 or up near 5%? Although gross domestic product should not be confused with well-being in America, we should start thinking about what could become the big economic story of the week. Economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives consults with us on Mondays. Good morning.
Good morning.
So during the presidential campaign, Donald Trump was talking about 3% GDP growth rate in America, and some people thought that was a little outlandish. The one that we could see later this week about the quarter just passed could be higher than that.
Yes. I mean, most analysts expect a reading above 4%, maybe even closer to 5%. So it is going to be a blockbuster number. It's coming on the heels of a lackluster first quarter, so we know that there's noise in the data. You always want to average it through. But still, even if the underlying growth rate is 3%, that's very strong. And we are seeing a lot of areas of strength in the economy. The consumer's doing well. Investments come back a bit. One thing that might boost the second quarter is there is some evidence that there's a rush to get exports taken care of before tariffs take effect. So that might be providing a near-term boost that would take away from the third quarter.
Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Stock in FCA, Fiat Chrysler, is down 2.6% in Milan right now after the news over the weekend that famed CEO Sergio Marchionne is gravely ill after a complication from surgery and can no longer run the company. The BBC's Rob Young has more from London.
Mr. Marchionne has been replaced by Mike Manley, who's been in charge of the company's iconic Jeep brand since 2009. Sales of Jeep vehicles have grown strongly under his leadership. Fiat Chrysler has said Mr. Manley will stick to his predecessor's plan to double profits over the next few years. Analysts say the company will focus on increasing sales of SUVs and investing in more electric and hybrid vehicles. The industry is in a period of flux. Newcomers such as Tesla and Waymo are challenging the business model of traditional car makers. There's also concern about potential new trade tariffs over cars crossing the Atlantic. The new chief executive may face some tough early tests.
Rob, thank you. We recently heard from Fran in New York, New York, who wanted to let us know that she appreciates Marketplace's in-depth reporting and that we help her better understand the economic and political issues of the day. To join Fran in supporting trustworthy, objective journalism, donate online at marketplace.org. Thanks to all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible. There's this credit card, $450 a year, the Chase Sapphire. Lots of buzz, lots of perks. But one perk that is going away is price protection. If you buy something and see it cheaper soon after, the card company used to give you the difference, but not anymore, perhaps, with third-party apps that help people track the price drops. But there are other perks that we get offered on our credit cards. Today, let's talk extra insurance. Mark Orlowski, by day, runs a nonprofit called the Sustainable Endowments Institute, but in his spare time, he reads up on his cards. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, David.
A lot of credit cards will offer a kind of supplemental insurance when you rent a car. But often, it's not the primary coverage. You still got to go through your regular insurance company if something bad happens.
Exactly. So that's one case where the Chase Sapphire card actually does shine. It gives you primary insurance both when you're in the U.S. renting a car and abroad, which means you don't have to file a claim with your regular car insurance policy. Other cards like this Citi Prestige card offers that same primary benefit, but only when you're traveling internationally. So if you're doing a lot of domestic car rental, still better to use that than say, a debit card or a card that doesn't offer any secondary insurance, but it doesn't. It will still make you file a claim.
All right, so check the fine print or not so fine print on that. And also, you know, many of us pay a little extra when we get a new phone for the insurance in case we end up destroying the screen or dropping it into water. Some cards can help?
Yeah, so there's two different types of protection that you can have on a card for accidental sort of damage. One is a much broader policy that the Amex Platinum card has, that the Gold card, many other Amex cards cover, many of the Citi cards have, as well as many of the Chase Sapphire and other Chase cards cover, which is basically called a purchase protection or similarly named item. And what it does is basically in the first 3 months or sometimes the first 4 months, it will actually cover basically all accidental damage that you might have happened to a cell phone or other electronic item or a clothing item or something of the sort. You can file a claim, and typically they'll cover the full cost of that item, and you usually ship back that broken or damaged item back to them. And they will give you the full purchase price back, even if you bought the item, you know, almost 4 months ago. That's very nice. Now, what if you bought the phone 6 months ago and you drop it in a toilet?
Then what? A card could help?
Well, many people might be out of luck, and they might be looking at spending another $600 or $800 or more for a new phone, or having to sign another contract in order to get a phone for less. But there are a few credit cards, many of the Wells Fargo credit cards, the Chase Inc. Business Preferred credit card, and then also the new Uber Visa credit card. They all offer phone insurance for free as a benefit, as long as you charge your monthly cell phone bill to that credit card. And they usually cover up to $600 per claim, sometimes multiple claims a year. Hopefully that you won't need to use that. And the deductible ranges from $25 for the last two to, I think, $100 for the Chase.
The man who wields the cards in his wallet the way a master fencer wields a foil, Mark Orlowski, is also executive director of the Sustainable Endowments Institute. Mark, thank you.
Thank you, David.
And stocks in Chinese pharmaceutical and biotech companies fell today amid a burgeoning scandal about a Chinese biotech company that faked production data about its vaccine against rabies. This has gotten many in China questioning the quality of all medicines. Officials ordered the company to recall the rabies vaccine. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang called out the company today, saying it crossed a moral line. Changsheng stock fell 10% today. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.